Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already July 15th and 16th, mid-July. This is a huge weekend in New Hampshire for a lot of reasons. Of course, we have the NASCAR race, but also on Saturday, July 15th, we have the 50th anniversary of the Bill Luddy Road Race. Bill being a famous track coach in Concord High School, both for the young men and young women, and he's in his 90s now. He'll be at the race, along with the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. The Bill Luddy Race is one of the longest running, no pun intended, races in New Hampshire. So those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, you can still come down to Memorial Field in Concord, and you can check out the Bill Luddy 5-mile road race. That is the seventh race in the Capital Area Race Series. And in 2 weeks, July 29th, is the final race, the so-called Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. And we will announce the winners. And those of you that have participated in the Capital Area Race Series, 6 out of 8 races, you'll be able to pick up your participation prize at Runner's Alley, one of our great new partners in the Capital Area Race Series. Last week was also the Northeast Delta Dental sponsoring of the Eastern League All-Star Game. This is the third year that we have partnered with the Fisher Cats on the All-Star Game. The home run derby was fantastic. The game was great. The weather was great. Almost a sellout. And fun time, and it's great that the Manchester can host Eastern League All-Star. And those of you that travel around the country know that the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium is one of the prettiest and nicest ballparks in the Eastern League, in minor league baseball in general. I was chatting with our ownership, Arthur Solomon, and he was quite pleased with the game as well as with the home run derby. One of the things we do at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium is we get the oral health message out there. People ask, you know, why do we sponsor something like the stadium, road races, golf events, the All-Star Game? And that's really the main reason, is to get the oral health message out to the retail community. More and more benefits, dental benefits, are delivered at the individual as opposed through the employer-based benefits, which have been around really since World War II. Giving back to the community is the second reason we get so involved. I think as one of the sort of homegrown last remaining companies in New Hampshire that are homegrown in New Hampshire, as we are doing well, we want to give back to the community, and we call that doing well by doing good. So towards that end of community service, with me this weekend, July 15th, is Dr. Richard Berryman, who's a longtime dentist in New Hampshire, longtime loyal participating dentist, as well as a dental consultant with Northeast Delta Dental, and very active in the dental community in general, including the New Hampshire Dental Society. But Richard's role today is to talk about Rotary, and specifically a trip that took place back in January of 2016 to Jamaica. But Richard, thank you for joining me this week, and you couldn't get enough of me during the week?
No, it's my pleasure to be here.
And thank you for, I just want to say for the listening audience, I mean, Richard is very quietly, gives back a ton to the community, and this is one of the reasons why New Hampshire is such a great place to live, because there are a lot of Dr. Berryman's out there that you've maybe never heard of and have done great work. Well, before we get into your Jamaica trip, which I know was to provide dental care for the underserved population down there, would you talk about Rotary International in general, its mission, the clubs that are in the area, and also the various leadership roles, you know, that you've had over the years, and why you've gotten involved?
Sure. Rotary International is the largest and most powerful civic organization in the world. 1.3 million Rotarians, 35,000 plus Rotary clubs, 536 districts around the world. As far as locally, We have our District 7870, which is Southern New Hampshire and Southern Vermont, 60 Rotary Clubs, two in Concord. Concord Rotary Club is the oldest from 1922, and the Capital City Rotary Club, which we spun off in the mid-80s. So totally, there's probably in the area of close to 100 Rotarians in Concord. And our mission here is to essentially raise money and give it back to the community.
Great, great formula. Now, if I'm listening to this and want to get involved with either one of the Concord clubs, what's the process? Would a member have to invite you to a meeting? And how does that work, Richard?
Well, you can do it one of two ways. Yes, someone could invite you to meetings. And if you liked what Rotary does and you would like to participate, then you can be proposed as a member. You can also get onto our website, Rotary 7870.org, and that'll give you more information with regard to the clubs in the area, all 60 in our district, and how to contact people.
It's a great organization. We, in the spirit of transparency, you know, obviously, you know, Dr. Behrman works with us at Northeast Delta Dental. We also have Chris Parkinson, who is our chief operating officer for one of our subsidiaries. Chris is very involved, and you've heard Chris on this show three times. Prior to that, we had Ken Robinson, and long ago I was involved. Tell us about the attendance requirements. I do try to play up the Rotary. I do get the question, well, you know, sometimes it's in today's sort of corporate America, it's hard to, you know, make sure I'm there every week. So is there any flexibility on that now? And how does that work, Richard?
In the last few years, there's a lot of flexibility. Rotary clubs traditionally meet one time a week, some for breakfast, some for lunch, few for dinner. As you said, lives are busy today. People are busy at work. People are busy with families. Younger people aren't joining organizations as they used to. And so Rotary International has made the attendance requirements, which in the past, when I joined 42 years ago, the attendance requirements, you had to make 2/3 of the meetings, and then they reduced that to 60%, and now it's 50%. Make up possibilities. If I can't make Concord Rotary at lunch on Tuesdays, I can go to Bow Rotary on Friday mornings. I can go to Capital City Rotary Club on Thursday mornings for breakfast. I can make up any Rotary Club that I want, internationally or locally. So there are a couple of clubs that in our district that have found that their membership was decreasing, and they've even gone to meeting twice a month. We have a newer Rotary Club the last 6-7 years down in Nashua, which is what we call an after-hours club, where they meet after work and they don't have a meal. They, you know, have drinks, libations, whatever, soft drinks, harder drinks, and then they conduct their business. And they meet every week, but 3 weeks out of the month they meet for their meetings, and then 1 week a month they do a community project.
That's awesome. I go to the Bedford Rotary from time to time to do a talk on leadership, and I have noticed they have done some things as well to encourage a younger membership, and it's great to hear the evolution, because obviously we need to bring in younger folks, because you and I aren't going to be around in New Hampshire forever, and it would be great if the younger folks kind of, you know, learn the behavior of giving back to the community, and we do want. Civic engagement is so important. There was a famous book called Bowling Alone, and it was written by Dr. Robert Putnam, who since wrote a huge book recently on the opportunity gap, and his co-author was Lou Feldstein, and basically was saying that the connectivity of people getting engaged, you know, with civic organizations, you know, with their church or synagogue, various not-for-profits, that they could correlate engagement with, you know, crime and things like that. In other words, the more people that are engaged, the more civilized the society. And what they used as an analogy was when bowling leagues were on the decline, that's when we had some issues in society. So I'm glad to hear this evolution. So right before we go to the commercial break, let's talk, tee us up for your trip to Jamaica, which occurred in January of 2016, and then after commercial break, we'll get into the detail.
Well, you mentioned that Chris Parkinson, and Chris Parkinson and I have been here before. For about the last 15 years, we have been going down to Don Lee, Honduras. Used to be two times a year, and then now once a year in the wintertime. And that started after, I think it was Hurricane Mitch back in the 90s. And all the destruction they had. And so we go down there to help them out, not only with medical care, but also building and repairing schools. We've built, I think, five schools down there now in that area. We do water projects down there so that they have drinking water that is healthy, because they don't have that for the most part. A year and a half ago, the district governor that followed me, Sandra McGonigal from the Guilford Rotary Club, was down, and they have a timeshare down there, she and her husband, and they ran into a nun on the beach, and who nun works for this Holy Spirit Foundation clinic in Magadi, up in the mountains, Magadi, Jamaica. And she said, we have a tremendous need for dental care. And so Sandra said, well, have I got the person for you? And so in January of 2016, Chandler Jones from Guilford and I, with two dental assistants, went down there for a week. And I'm in the process, too, and we can talk a little bit more about that, of putting a Rotary grant together to update the equipment in that clinic, because it's ancient and there's only so much we can do for the people. And mostly that's extract teeth that are hopeless.
Okay. So we'll get into the details after commercial break. Just a reminder, Rotary International, the mission is to bring together business and professional leaders in order to provide humanitarian services, sorry about that, encourage high ethical standards in all vocations, and to advance goodwill and peace around the world. And with me is Dr. Richard Behrman. Please stay tuned after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, and with me this weekend, July 15th and 16th, is Dr. Richard Behrman, who is a longtime dentist in the Concord area, but also one of our dental consultants at Northeast Delta Dental, and is also a great leader for Rotary International in Concord. And Richard will be talking about his trip last year to Jamaica. Just as a reminder, Rotary, the purpose of the Rotary International is to bring together businesses and professional leaders in order to provide services, encourage high ethical standards in all vocations, and to advance goodwill and peace around the world. Richard, what's the website again? Because if someone wants to join one of the local clubs, tell us again how that would happen.
Okay, so it's District 7870, which is 60 Rotary clubs in southern Vermont and southern New Hampshire. So our website is rotary7870.org.
Great. And as a reminder to my running friends, as you're listening to this, if you run down to Memorial Field on Saturday, July 15th, you'll catch Coach Bill Lutie, the 50th anniversary of the Bill Lutie 5-mile, sometimes known as an 8K, road race. And then in 2 weeks is the last race of the Capital Area Race Series, which will be held in Canterbury, the so-called Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. That's a nice bookend to the first race of the series, which is in Gilmington, because Gilmington ends with a basically 1 mile straight up, and that's how Canterbury ends as well. So it's a nice bookend to the series. So Richard, you were talking about connecting, or a couple connected with a nun, and the next thing you know, you're in Jamaica. So, with the population there at a Holy Spirit clinic. But tell us a little bit of background on Jamaica, its population, the language that they speak, as well as some of the economics, you know, and poverty. And then we'll get into the great work you did. And I'm happy to also, if we need to raise some funds for a dental clinic, you can certainly put in a plug for that. But give us the background on Jamaica. People might be surprised to hear this.
Yeah, Jamaica is an interesting country. It's just under 3 million people. They have the slowest growing economy, one of the slowest in the world. And only about 15% of the population has access to health care. They have 160, this is 2012 statistics now, they had 162 dentists for just under 3 million people. So if you're in the public sector, There's one dentist for every 62,000 people. If you're in the private sector and you go to a private practice down there, then it's one to every 17,000. Unlike the rest of the world, where the standard is one dentist for every 2,500 people. Originally, as far as the language, it's a British colony. For the most part, the descendants of the majority of the population come from slaves brought in by the British back in the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s to cut sugarcane. They're really a wonderful people. They're large. They were originally imported to cut the sugarcane, and they needed larger, strong people. So unlike the missions we've done to Honduras, where the people were quite small and quite, again, quite undernourished, the Jamaicans are they're large people, and it's not easy to take their teeth out.
Wow. It's interesting. How about public education and basically, is it an educated society, or is that a problem there as well?
Well, let me put in a plug for the Holy Spirit Clinic. The Holy Spirit Foundation was originally formed in 1999 when Father Marek Brzezinski was sent to this Magadi area along with three Polish nuns, and they were joined by an American nun, Sister Claire Marie. Originally, she grew up in the Army and was from West Virginia. The public education is public in name only because there is a fee to go to school, and that fee covers things like uniforms, food, books. And so the great majority of people in that area didn't attend school. I think before the Holy Spirit Foundation formed this project, only about 5% of the kids went to school. And now, 20 years later, less than 20 years later, 93% of the kids go to school. And so it costs on the average of $200 to $250 a year to support a child in school. And the Holy Spirit Clinic, and they have things besides health care and education. They also provide jobs. They recently, just last year, opened a Polish sausage making a processing plant.
Honor of the Polish nuns?
In honor of the Polish nuns and the Polish
That's
priest.
That's too funny.
They support the local farmers to grow the pigs and hogs. And they've given, I think, employment to almost 400 people in that area.
Wow. Now, when I've talked to Chris about the other trips, I know that running water and plumbing always is one of the issues. Is that also an issue in Jamaica?
Not as much. No, we drank filtered water. In Honduras, we had to drink bottled water.
Okay. Now let's talk about specifically now dental. And as you mentioned, there is only one dentist per 62,000 people in the public sector, which is not a good benchmark, obviously. But in general, what did you find down there, and what have you done? I know you've done a lot of triage, and what can we do in terms of, sustaining, better dental health?
Yeah, this was not only to provide some dental care to the local population, but also an exploratory. What do they need? And we saw mostly adults because it was during the winter and school was in, and kids don't get out of school, go to the dentist. So the nuns were telling me that if we really want to treat a lot of kids and hopefully provide some preventative dental disease prevention education and things like tooth sealants, we would have to go in the summertime. And, of course, the summertime, it's really hot. As a side effect, my older daughter and my oldest granddaughter right now, who just turned 14, are in Haiti building houses, and it's really hot.
Wow.
In the summertime.
Good for them. Congratulations. That's awesome. So the dentists that are trained in the Caribbean, they tend not to stay there. They go to the States. So who's left behind?
Well, most of the dentists in Jamaica are trained, and I think the Caribbean also, are trained in Cuba. And they tend not to stay there. It's like any place. They go for the where they can get the best economic opportunities to make a better living. So there is one local dentist that comes in for one day a month at the Holy Spirit Clinic. They do have a dental room. Unlike in Honduras, when we were there, when I was there back in 2009, we were in five different villages in five separate days, and they had no running water. They had no electricity. One place had electricity, but the rest of the time we didn't. And so sterilization of dental instruments is interesting. If there's no electricity, there's no sterilizers. And so you essentially scrub the instruments, soak them in a mixture of Clorox and water, and then rinse them off, and they go back on the table. At least at the Holy Spirit Clinic, they do have a full-time physician who lives there, a retired urologist from Texas. And they do have the ability to sterilize our instruments, although not fast enough for us. So again, we were using the Clorox and water sterilization method.
Old school, huh?
Old school.
It still works. So you went down there both for fact finding, but also to do, for lack of a better term, triage. So tell us about those humanitarian efforts, and then what can we do to kind of sustain the effort?
Okay, so they did have a dental room, two chairs, two lights, a dental unit that didn't work for the first day and a half we were there. So they had to bring in a repairman who didn't speak English, and a little bit of Spanish got us through that. So looking around at the equipment, when I got back, our district, 7870, had put forth $15,000, which will be matched by Rotary International once the grant is approved. And we're working with IMEC, International Medical Equipment Consortium, down in Andover, Massachusetts, who takes medical and dental equipment from hospitals and clinics and private practices that are donated. They refurbish it all. 2 years ago, we did a project in Mongolia for five rural clinics because they had no sterilizers. The death rate at birth was very high. And at that time, it was past District Governor Tony Gilmore put this package together. And they put together almost we raised $80,000 for that project, which purchased well over $500,000 worth of, if you paid for the equipment new.
So you leverage that. That's
we leverage that. So I'm working with Dr. Sue Crawford down at IMAC now, and hopefully we'll have at least one new chair, sterilizers, fiber optic lights to do sealants on kids. We have I'm trying to remember what else. There's handpieces, and then we're putting together a whole bunch of disposable dental supplies. So we'll have $30,000 to spend, and hopefully that'll be finalized within the next month.
So if you nail down the facility, and then as you're outfitting the facilities, as you've pointed out in some of the material, that even where a facility exists, they could lack equipment. But also there's a shortage of dentists, so 80% of the population lives in a dental shortage area. So how do you really address that?
Well, there are the Holy Spirit Clinic does have other dental missions that come in, and medical missions from the United States, mainly from the United States and Poland. And so they rotate through. And so if the equipment's there and the equipment's operating, the clinic has the capacity to maintain the equipment, which is one of the critical components of a Rotary grant. You not only have to have the initial purchase and everything, but you have to have sustainability also. So
that's the key word. So, in a nutshell, why don't you summarize how we can help best the listening audience, and then give the last word on the Rotary.
Well, at this point, I think with the Rotary grant, we're pretty well set. I mean, ongoing, we're going to need additional funds from Rotary clubs in the area, maybe people like Northeast Delta Dental, who's been very, very generous. And thank you very much for your sponsorship for our Concord Rotary Golf Tournament
next
Tuesday.
I'm happy to do that.
And so we will be looking at for additional, financial assistance purchase additional supplies, the disposables especially.
Perfect. We'll have you back. Dr. Richard Berryman, thank you, and thank you for all you do for Rotary and for the greater New Hampshire community. Tom Raffio returns next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.